This is a big room, man. See, we need balloons. Okay. That's what we need. Yes, is that what it is? We don't have balloons. See, we figured it out just like that. Okay.
Prospect, somebody walking around, suspect, somebody walking around, a prospect, somebody that has a means, ability to buy it or a need.
Did y'all hear that? Stand up, Jonathan. Come here. Stand up here. Okay. So difference between a suspect and a prospect is?
Suspect's anybody that's walking around, and a prospect is somebody that has the means, the ability to buy, and the need to buy.
I think that everybody should stand up and give John a big old hand clap. Come on. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. All right. Give your neighbor a high five. How about that? I mean, we had Beatles music on for crying out loud earlier. What's up? Okay.
I think an ideal suspect,
Steve.
An ideal suspect would be somebody you want to do business with.
All right. So a suspect is someone who fits the demographics, right? They fit your profile of a prospect, and everybody should know your target market. If you don't know who your target market is, you're not going to be able to do referral marketing very well. All right. I think almost everybody in this room is an Inner Circle member. If you don't know who your target market is, go to the Inner Circle website and go through our 12-week marketing course and understand that process, because you're not going to be able to choose the right referral source type if you don't know who your target market is. Make sense? Yes. Okay. All right, a prospect, and here's how it connects to the free trial offer. A prospect is someone who's raised their hand and said, I'm interested. That's the important thing about the free trial offer. If I offer something and someone says, yes, I'll take that free trial offer, they're telling me that they're interested in my services. I don't have to chase all those other people. I'm going to focus on the prospect, turn them into a customer. And this is important, because if you don't generate prospects, you're just going to be chasing suspects. You don't know who's interested and who isn't, right? And so there's this whole thing about moving a suspect to a prospect to a customer to a client to a raving fan or member, or however you, a lifetime member. Steve.
I was just to say, some of the best success I've had with free offers is to my existing clients.
Interesting.
To get, like I'm slow, or just offer them a different service that they've never had before.
Interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. So offering some sort of free trial to your repeat clients, maybe a new service, or they haven't used you in a while. Excellent. Okay. Everybody got this? Free trial offer. Okay. David Fry says, the money is in the list. Money's in the list. How many of you have been to the mall and somebody has offered you a free sample of bourbon chicken? Yes? Free trial offer. And guess what? It tastes good. So you either go buy some, or you do what I do, is you keep walking and then you slip back by again and take another one. No. I never did that. Well, maybe once or twice, but it's only because I was in a hurry. This is Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A. You know what the man had in his wallet? A free chicken sandwich. On the back of his business card, get a free chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A believes in the free trial offer. How many of you know that Lexus has a free trial offer? Shannon's like, what?
Yeah,
go down to the Lexus dealership, tell them you're interested, but don't buy. Now, they might not still do this, but I know that at one time they did this. Like, well, hey, Mr. Partridge, why don't you just take this home tonight, and you can bring it back tomorrow. Well, I'm busy and, whatever. Well, keep it for the weekend. I'm busy, got to go out of town Monday, whatever. Oh, you're going to Austin? Tell you what, fill it up with gas, you take it to Austin with you. Keep it for the whole week. We'll fill it up with gas. Why are these people